Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Scotch Hollow. This is Red Barn Radio.
All your other songs, do you have stories to them, or are you just kind of just like many songwriters, they come and go? And we were talking earlier about how many song skeletons there probably are across the world. I mean, they're stacking up. Luckily, they are carbon free.
I have a bunch that are finished, but just kind of like they never made it to the front. And songwriting is very much like fishing because sometimes it's, you know, we say that we write it and we do it, but sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of other artists will tell you this, you feel like it just kind of appears and you're just there luckily to grab it. Or it bites on your line and you manage to hook it and reel it to the bank. Yeah, there's been some that have been there and I've just been nowhere near any place where I could jot it down, and I know it's gonna go, and I'm just, well, that's how it works.
You came from, as you said, the woods of Pennsylvania. And
my older sister played some music, and she's an artist, and she does a lot of pottery. Got a lot of my artistic sense from her, I think, but I've always been artistic my whole life. I can find old comic books I've drawn from when I was in second grade, you know. I've just always been creating stories or drawing pictures or writing songs, you know. And music just became the medium that which I excelled at the best, and which I feel at most home.
But your dad definitely played.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, yeah, my dad definitely played guitar at home, and like he just strum chords and sang songs and stuff like that, but I'm the first one to go out and try and make a living from it. It was more his hobby.
Well, please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much except playing this guitar. Give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
Well, I've been traveling many a mile on this dusty road. While city streets and traffic beeps, now I call my home. Well, I've been going on and on, I'm good at what I do. All the people wanna give me work, but they don't wanna pay me to. Well, I've seen people running around
trying to make it near and far.
It's always just an indie race, no matter where you are. Don't need no riches,
just songs that I play. slow. Nope, I don't, and I live it every day. Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much to playing this guitar. Give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
Boys, I'll tell you what,
it's hard, yes it's hard,
to be a full-time picker playing at the bar. Help those people down and out,
rise to their feet.
But the man who gets all the cash,
he's greedy and he's cheap. Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much to playing this guitar. Well, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar. Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. Just a poor boy living year by year. Oh, ain't no good at nothing much except playing this guitar. Oh, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
It doesn't matter where I go
or where I'll be.
I'll always be a picker. Oh, that's life for me. You can't ever replace what's beating in my heart. I was born this way, sir.
I've known it from the start. Well, please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. Well, I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much to playing this guitar. Well, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
First, he was wondering why I wasn't going to do something that was going to make me money, but, you know, I had to, you know, earn my keep and show him that I was serious about it, and once I did that, he was fully supportive.
He grew up, you know, listening to Johnny Cash and Merle and, like, all those outlaw country guys, whereas my parents, Rolling Stones, the Beatles, you know, like, rock and roll, and my parents were in a band, actually still are in a band, not full-time, not professionally, but for fun. Since 1979, the original Deftones with a Z. So I think we both grew up in pretty, you know, dynamic households, but my brother's in music and it's in my blood. My grandpa was an opera singer. I think you need to give your dad more credit for giving you your little twangy country.
Yeah, a little bit. But my sister also threw in the blues too. She definitely strapped me down. I was like, you have to listen to this now. And she made me a mixtape, and she put it in my car, and she says, keep this and listen to it and make sure you study it. So
your guitar strap implies you are a metalhead, I think.
Oh, yeah, I still am. I still like metal in certain old school punk rock, but, you know.
You can't let that guitar strap go. I don't know. It's like.
If it works, don't fix it.
Or replace it. We know
something,
what you're saying.
Something like that.
That's my, yeah. I'm never good at those things.
Thank you.
So you have opera in your blood, literally. Who are some of your vocalists that you kind of aspire to or try to get some
well,
of your stuff
nowadays,
from?
I just love, like, since we're doing more blues stuff, you know, like Susan Tedeschi is a big influence, Bonnie Raitt, you know, Eva Cassidy, yes. You know, those types of girls, but, you know, Aretha Franklin, and I loved jazz also, of course, like Ella and Sarah Vaughan, and I loved the Dixie Chicks. I mean, I sang a lot of country growing up, Trisha Yearwood, I don't know, I mean, I was born in 84, I was in the 90s, I have a lot of mixed influences. I had Henry Rollins going, and you name it, I was listening to it. Chant, choir stuff, weird, just weird. But is that the question? I rant, I ramble, I don't know.
This is a song about three of my favorite things in life. Except just not right now, because I think my mom's listening. So after I leave, these are my three favorite things in life. This is called The Whiskey, Weed, and Women Blues.
Like she doesn't know.
Daddy gonna buy a whiskey still. Oh, pay no mind, mama. Oh, daddy gonna buy a whiskey still. We don't need no cocaine. Won't even take no pills.
The Jim, Jack, and James done gone straight to your brain. Yeah, I said the Jim, Jack, and James done gone. Your own name.
Well, you're a fine looking woman. Well, come with me in my back room.
I don't think so.
it's late in the springtime and your flower is in full bloom.
What's wrong with you? I said, quiet now, honey. Ooh, simmer down. What's wrong with you?
Got that sweet leaf, baby, fresh off the vine like honeydew. Oh, I've got that sweet leaf, baby, fresh off the vine like honeydew. Let's me and you get faded to the bottom of a bitch's brew.
Well, the whiskey, the weed, the women gone to your head.
Thing before I let y'all go, we have to talk about the guitar.
This is one of those stories where I think, you know, most musicians have this story where I walked into the music shop and it was on the wall and wow, I love it. It's, and there's like that connection, and you're like, I really want that instrument, and partially because it was in my price range because the other one was way more expensive, but I saw it there and I was like, man, yeah, I want that guitar. It's just, you know, just one of those little voices inside said, yes, you're going to get that. I was going to take a credit card out just to get it because I was in college and I was, you know, very poor. Couldn't afford it, but I was going to, and I never had a credit card out in my life, but I was going to open one just so I could get this guitar. I didn't care. Thankfully, my grandmother decided, said, you know, you pay me instead of paying a credit card company and I'll get it for you. And needless to say, I never paid her back because I couldn't. I started to, and it kind of drifted away. And
thanks, Mimi.
It's definitely been my main instrument and my secret weapon, and it served me well. It's probably one of the best gifts I've been given.
Break a day, yeah.
I'd like to thank our guests, Mark and Carly, Scotch Hollow, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. One more time, let's hear it for Scotch Hollow.
Thank you all very much. We're Scotch Hollow. Have a good night.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mark and Carly, Scotch Hollow, for being with us tonight. Kappa's Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.